If Republicans captured four additional Senate seats this election, it would give them enough members to override vetoes by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald of Juneau calls this something to shoot for, but he says you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who believes it will happen.
I mean, I think it's something we hear talked about because it would be wonderful, obviously. But in reality, I think what you'll find is that the map in redistricting would make that very difficult. The Republicans would have to capture seats that are clearly Democrat seats.
Governor Doyle says he thinks people don't want to give Republicans extra power.
People want to make sure that I can veto things like carrying loaded guns in our pockets and veto things like cutting $400 million out of our public education system or vetoing the cut to the worst cut ever to the stewardship fund that protects our environment. People want that.
Fitzgerald says cutting taxes has been a much bigger issue in his campaigns. He expects Republicans to pick up at least one seat this election and says an open seat in La Crosse is the GOP's best bet. Republicans are also targeting districts held by Democrats in Green Bay, Kenosha, and a big chunk of northeastern Wisconsin. Republicans hold a 20-seat edge in the state assembly, but would need to grab seven more districts to have a similar majority in that chamber. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.